Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Learn today's Daf Lezeicha Nishmas Chaya Moshe B'Minyamin Tzvi Moshe Hirsch. So we're towards the bottom. I think the last Tashma. So what we're discussing is the statement. Right, there was a statement that was made by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda made the statement that Hamazik Matnos Kahuna Osha Achlan Patrim L'Shalim. Someone damages the Matnos Kahuna, the Zorah L'Chayim, the Kebab, if he damages them, or he eats them, he doesn't have to, he did the wrong thing clearly, but there's no monetary obligation to pay back the Kohanim. Gemara said either because Gemara said either it's a Svarah or it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk said it gives Zeh, as is, or the Svarah was, it's Mavon She'en Lo Tovim. There's no individual who can make a claim on that item. Any Kohen can come, and it belongs to any Kohen, but he can always say, I was giving it to another Kohen, and I guess the Torah doesn't believe in clash action lawsuits. The Kohanim can't band together to make the claim. So now the Gemara is asking questions on the statement, and so we are by the last Tashma towards the bottom of the page, which is...
8 lines.
That Tashma. Okay. 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Tashma. Okay, so we're going to bring a raya against Rav Chisda. Minayin lebalabaya she'ochol peirosof tevolim, v'chein levi she'ochol ma'asrosof tevelim, minayin she'potor minatashlumim. So you have a case now, is you have a regular Yisrael who eats the fruits before he separates ma'asr and truma off them. He eats them in their tevel. Again, he did something wrong, but the question now, we have to separate doing the right thing and having to pay for it. So he eats the peiros when they're tevel, or the Levi ate his Maisha Rishon before he took off the Trumas Maisha. We're supposed to go. He gets the Maisha Rishon, and he's supposed to separate Trumas Maisha to get the Kohen. So he eats them, and they eat them as Tevel. How do we know that they are potter to pay the Kohen, or to give back somewhere else, the monetary value to the Kohen? Tamil Omar, the Pasuk teaches us, V'lo yichalalu as kochei b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says, Es asher yarimu l'Hashem. This Pasuk is talking about Truma, and they say, it says, you cannot profane the Kaddishim of Bnei Yisrael, that which you take, which Yarim, you take off LaHashem. So they say, for the Ein Lecha Bahen, the Kohen only has a claim in the Truma and in the Truma's Meiser, El Mishas Harama the Elech, only once it's removed. Mishas Harama the Elech. Right? El Harama the Elech. Ha Mishas Harama. So you see, these guys ate before Harama. But what's the inference? The inference is, from the moment of Harama, from the time that you do take off the Truma, just talk about Israel, when he does take off the Truma, the Kohen does have a claim, right? Hamashmas Harama the Elech Mia Mishalim. He would have to pay. The Diuk is, he doesn't have to pay because he ate it before Harama. But Diuk is, if he ate it after Harama, he would have to pay. He would have to pay. V'amai, why? L'havi kemazik matnos kahuna osha achon. Why is it any different than the statement of Rav Chisda? This is somebody who literally ate matnos kahuna. There are like 24 matnas kahuna. He ate one of the matnas kahuna. According to Rav Chisda, there's no obligation to pay. Here seems the inference seems to be that you do have to pay. Okay, so when you have an inference that's a kasha, you just say that that's not the inference. But what Gemara says, Hakanami, no, here too, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with the asu yode bitivlayu. What happened was, is that I gave my entire barrel of peros, which haven't had truma taken off yet, I gave it to a kohen. Right, Rashi says, so hufkad tevel etzlo. So he already has it in his hands. So he has it in his hands, and therefore it's viewed as if it's his already. Because kasavar, haitana matnos lohurmo kamisha humer damin. We view the gifts that haven't been taken off as if they were taken off, because they're going to be eventually taken off. So it's already in the hands of the Kohen. Then I go ahead and I eat it, so I'm taking something that's directly, that already belonged to him. So it's not in every case where I eat shumer I have to pay. Here it's because the Kohen already has it. So it belonged to him already. I already gave it to a Kohen. Then I go into his house and I eat it. That's why I'm chayav to pay. But typically, Rav Chisda would say, if I just didn't give it to a Kohen, it's in my house and I haven't separated yet, and even if I have separated it and I eat it, yes, I did the wrong thing, but no, I don't have to pay the Kohen. Okay, so Tashma.
The Kohen returns the rest of the barrel to the Kohen. You said
Yeah, he's mafki them, so he's holding on to it. So whatever you give to him belongs to him. Whether he doesn't, he's a shomer.
He takes off 10%.
Whatever, the truma is not 10%. Maaser's 10%. Truma is whatever. But no, but not, it's truma. We're talking about truma.
Okay. So
takes off whatever it is, and whatever the deal was.
And he gives back the rest?
I'm assuming so. Why would he keep it? It's not his. It's not his. I mean, the case doesn't talk about that, but why not? Why would he keep it? It's not his. Tashma. Okay, let's ask, bring another question on Rav Chisda. Haresha ansu beis hamelech garno. So the king comes and takes his stuff from his warehouse. So he takes his everything from his warehouse. So what happens is the king's messenger comes to his field. This he has tvua that was reaped already and hasn't been hufrash from chumas or ma'aser yet. And they just take all the tvua. They take all the produce in the field. Now, in Bechovo, if the king is legally taking the money, the tax man came, you owed the money, a legitimate owing to the government, and they come and the repo man came and took it, so then you have an obligation to pay the Kohen the amount of Truma that was taken. But, right, so in Bechovo, Chayev Le'aser, in Be'anparus, but if he just comes to say Stam and just steals the stuff from him, he just grabs it from him, I have no obligation to the government, he takes it anyway, then I would be putter to pay. However, what's the question? It's Rashi points out, if you look at the second short line, Katonimius, it says, in Bechovo, if the king had a legitimate claim to this produce, Chayiv La'aser, I have to then go take other money and give Meiser and give Truma to the Kohen. Right? Alma Yishlo Tovim. Indicates that there's somebody who does have a claim on it, because otherwise, why would I have to give to him? The ilav dinu hu sheyishalim lo akorcho, had it not been for the fact that it's a mechiyuv to pay him, my chiyuv mitzvah ikav halo pashka beimide. Maybe it's just a mitzvah, and I didn't like the onus. I don't have anything to do with it. So it's against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said there is no obligation to pay in these certain situations. Here it says you do have an obligation to pay. Someone ate it. Someone took it from me, and now I have to pay. So the Gemara says no. The difference is hasam the kamishtar shele, because you're profiting from that truma. In other words, you're getting, in the case of where it's taken, I owe the king $100, whatever it is, I owe the king $100. So he comes, and he takes $100 worth of produce from my field. I just benefited, because now I don't have to pay him out of pocket. So I'm getting benefit from the truma, so in that situation, if I'm getting benefit from the truma, then I would have to pay back a Kohen or somebody in the Kohen family to give them back the Truma. But in the case where I would not get any benefit, so Tosfos says, well, what are you talking about? The Chizda's case was, I was masakid. So masakid, I'm not getting benefit. Or I ate it. Well, if I ate it, I'm getting benefit. I would have to pay back, shouldn't I have to pay back the amount of money I would have spent in Gourmet Glot that day had I not eaten the Truma? Right. Because I'm getting a benefit from it. Right? Tosfos says,
no, yeah. That benefit would be worth to you.
Right, so whatever that benefit is worth to me, I should have to pay the Kohen. Whatever the meal is. How much is the meal? Right?
No, the amount of the food you have to pay your mother.
What's the value of that food?
The food is not the problem. The food you agree that you have to pay back.
Two different cases.
Correct.
The king took the produce. How much produce did he take? One tenth of that to the miser, I have to pay that to the Kohen. I now eat it. I eat Truma. Okay? I got benefit from it because I ate it. I didn't have to buy the food. I didn't have to go to anywhere else to buy the food. I got benefit. Whatever that benefit is, to quantify whatever that benefit is, I should then have to pay to the Kohen. Because you just established that if I'm benefiting from the Truma, I have to pay that back.
So it's not the actual food that you're eating. That's what we agree on. It's that part of what it would be the aggravation for me to run from here to someplace else to get it.
Why? The food also has value.
Food you have to pay back regardless.
No, you don't. That's what Chisda's statement was. Chisda says you don't have to pay.
Even if it belongs to the Kohen already?
It didn't belong. He says there's money from Eino Tovin. That's the whole statement of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said yesterday, I'm Rav Chisda, Hamazik Matos Kahuna, Osho Achim, Potter, Miloshalim. So you don't have to pay. So, but now we came up with a case where you do have to pay. The case where you do have to pay is where you're benefiting from it. Right. So by eating it, I'm benefiting from it. Right. So I have to pay that back, according to what you just said. So Tosfos says, no, it's not necessarily benefit. He says, Yesh Lomar, this Tosfos Shani. He says, Yesh Lomar, the lo dami la ansu beis hamelech grono, the tachteim lo kachach mishalo, but lo achlo, if you ate it, efshad lo mishtar shalish, he bat mit ana. Maybe I'll skip a meal. Maybe it's not such a tremendous benefit. Maybe I would have, I ate it, oh, you got the benefit, you ate this, and now you don't have to pay for the other meal. Okay, so if I skip that other meal, I didn't get so much benefit from this, because I'm not, it evens out. It's a good kasha as to what, according to this, it seems to be that anytime you benefit, you would have to get it. Okay, so Tashma, another question on Rav Chisda. Tashma, this is the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Amr lo, so the lokeach, right, the purchaser, says to the butcher, Mechor li b'nei me'e'ah shel para. Sell me all the inside stuff from in the cow. Now, inside the cow is also the keba, which is one of the matnos kahuna. So he's buying the keba as well. Mm-hmm. But the butcher should have already given the keba to the kohen. Right? Mechor li b'nei me'e'ah shel para. V'hayo behen matnos kahuna. Inside already has the matnos kahuna. So nosed on the kohen. The kohen, the purchaser now has to give that over to the kohen. The eno milnake lo min hadamim. But he doesn't get a discount on the price. He sold him for X amount of dollars. You can't say, oh, well, you sold me the cable, now I had to get the cable away. You have to give me, you have to knock off the price. But, lokach heimenu b'mishkal, if I bought it by weight, then, notes on the kohen, then the purchaser does have to give it to the kohen. However, umenakin l'damim, then he gets a discount. He said, you sold me, 3 kilos, but the cable was 1 kilo, so you have to give me back a kilo's worth of money for the purchase. Right, Rashi says, the first case, he knows that the matnos are there. He knows that the matnos are there, so he should have included that in his cheshbon of what he's paying. But in the second case, when he paid him by weight, well, the weight's there, so I'm paying you for the full weight, and you didn't discount the weight, so then clearly that's not part of the purchase, so I have to give it. But you see here that the purchaser has to then give it to a kohen. But according to Rav Chisda, why does he have to give it to the kohen? Lahavi kimazik matnos kahuna osha achon. It should be that the butcher, the answer to this one is pretty simple, the butcher is like, he's the one who's destroying the matnos kahuna. It's on the butcher to give the matnos kahuna, and he sells it, and he gets rid of it. So he got rid of it. So now, where's the claim from the kohen? So the more answers, there's a big difference between being mazikit, and it's no longer here, and the kebah is sitting right here. What are you going to do? You're going to say, oh no, I'm not going to give it to the kohen? It's here, it's extant. So then you have to give it. He says, Shani Hasam, the Isnu Banayu. The difference is because we see it. It's right here. Mazik something or eating something, it takes it out of his world. It's not here, so you don't have an obligation to pay. So here the butcher sold it to somebody else. The butcher, so we say, oh, the butcher got rid of it, he was mazikit. It wasn't mazikit. He just transferred it to somebody else, and that somebody else now has to give it, and now that somebody else and the butcher have to deal with the price to make up the difference. Next question. Tashma, Tisha Nichse Kohen.
How does it get off the ground? It never belonged to the Baal Bayis. The Baal Bayis, it belongs to the Kohen.
That's
so how does it even get off the ground?
It doesn't belong to the Kohen until you give it to him.
Yeah.
You have an obligation. So you have an obligation to give it to him.
You have an obligation to give it to him.
But I haven't yet. So he's been dealing with it.
I guess you can give it to any Kohen you want.
That's one of the questions because
you can give it to any kohen you want.
Right. So Tashma, another raya, and this is just right away. The Brisa is odd. The Brisa says Tisha Nichse Kohen. There are 9 gifts that belong to the kohen. There are actually 24. So there's a whole, and Tosos has a gear so that it's 7. So they have to go figure out. So let's go through the Rashi. He says Tisha Nichse Kohen. There are 9 Nichse Kohen. You got to give Trumas Meiser, Chala, Rashi Sagez, which is the first shearings. That's the next parak. Umatanos, which is our parak, is Roel Chaim and Keba, Vahadmai, and Bikurim, and Keren Vachomesh. The Keren and the Chomesh is somebody who denies that he owes money to his friend, and then he swears falsely, and then he admits he has to pay a Keren and a Chomesh and bring a korban. Now, if the person who stole from dies and doesn't have any yershin, like a ger, then that Keren and Chomesh go to the Kohanim.
So those two separate?
Yeah, Keren Vachomesh.
Karen,
Kama, Chomesh. Yeah, that's 9. So the Gemara is, so toast to look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo yadati heichon shnuya." I have no idea where this came from to say that there are 9. Ubisvarim ena ksuva b'shava. And when it comes to the svarim, the girsa is all messed up. Umotzi ani tesvav matnos kahuna. I can bring out 15 matnos kahuna. Shekula nichse kohen lasos ben kol tzarchav. What we're going to do over here, he's talking about, yes, there are 24, but I can list here 15, and 15 of these matnos kohen belong to the kohen. The kohen can do with them whatever they want. There are other, I guess the other 9, they belong to the kohen. He can't do with them whatever he wants. So Rashi says that this 9 is like a combined list, right? And he says this 6, it's 15, and he goes through them. Trumas meiser shel demai, chala, bikurim, reishi sagez, matana shel chulin, shel kachim, keren, chome shel gezer ger, v'stei achuzah, v'stei charamim, b'chor balmum, u'pidjan aben, u'pidjan petach amor. He gets those, he says that it's 16. Tosos goes and he says, He says, "Hakik arsinu bepeirush Rabbeinu Chanan el shiva nichse kohen." It's seven, right? The lo chashiv hakik kol chav dalit. It doesn't count all 24 here. Matnas kohuna the chashiv lekamad bepirkin is going to see on Tuesday's daf. The lo chashiv hakik el hanoch the asurim lezarim. The only list over here is the seven that are usher for a non kohen to partake in. The hey mamon kohanim and kohen belongs to the kohen. The hod the chashiv matanos. Aye, but it says here the matanos is rol lechaim in the keba. Afal pisha mutaris lazarim, even though they are mutar for azar to partake in them. Mishum, this is fascinating tosos, mishum the tivli, because it's tevel. So long, he views the matnos kuna like tevel, meaning so long as you haven't removed the matnos kuna, you have a mixture of itzer and heter in here. Right, the tevli, but damu l'truma, and it's similar to truma. And he goes, va'afal gav les hilchah hasi, hainu lo havi ochel tvelim, avi kol makam yisur ikal le'echum v'behema shalhurum asnoseha. There's no chi of misa by eating over here, but he says there's an iser because of tevel. Tosos says there's an iser to eat the korba, the rest of the animal until you separate it. Which if this is true, then mizmanazeh we really should be separating the zor lechayim and the keba, or at least having in mind to separate the zor lechayim and the keba before you partake any part of the meat, because Tosos is saying that it's tevel. Tevel is a mixture of heter and iser together. He's comparing it to truma. Okay. That the whole point was just to say that the number 9 is interesting. So Rashi says it really should be 15, and Tosa says it's 7, and the 9 and the 7 combined are given because it's a certain categories. Okay, so now, so Tashma, Tishan, we went through the 9, Karim L'Chomesh, and then it says Lamai. What does it mean when the Gemara says, Nichse Kohen, these belong to the Kohen? What does it mean Lamai? What does it mean they belong to the Kohen? Lamai, Lav Lo Tziyo B'Dayanim. Doesn't mean that the Kohen has, since they belong to the Kohen has a right to extract him, you know, with the legal methods, to extract him from somebody. That goes against Rav Chisda, who says it's Mamon Shein Lo Tovim, right? According to this, there is a Toveya, there is a claimant. So he says, no. Lo, Lichid Etznan. What does this mean that it's Mamon Kohen? It means it's Mamon Kohen that he can do with it as he pleases, once he gets it. Lichid Etznan, submission of Bikurim, Lema Amru Nifse Kohen. Why did they say that Bikurim are in the chasm of the Kohen? They belong to the Kohen. That means koneh bahen, he can use them as currency, once they belong to him, he can sell it, he can use that to, as payment. He can koneh avadim, vikarkos, ubehema temeya, an akosher animal, balchov, he can give pay back his loan, balchov noto bechovo, the isha b'ksuvaso, woman collect a ksuva from it, the sefer Torah, he can buy a sefer Torah. Why the sefer Torah is in there, I'm not sure, but that's what it means. It means it's his, it literally belongs to him, and that he can do what he wants. Tosu says, the sefer Torah, Rashi says, first wider line, Afal pisha ena l'achila, v'lo davar she'avode achila. The Sefer Torah is different than anything on the list, so it's not something that you consume, it's not something that you eat. Or, v'libi megamgeim, so that's why, that'd be the chiddush. But Rashi says, I don't fully understand. V'libi megamgeim, l'ma tanya, why'd I have to mention it? Hol v'tana afilu behema t'mei lokeach mehen. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said you can even buy a non-kosher animal. So obviously we allow you to buy stuff that you can't eat. So if the whole point is that Sefer Torah is because you can't eat it, well, why is it listed? You already listed the behemoth tomato. So that's the Tosfos from Rashi doesn't say exactly why Sefer Torah is there. Okay? So we had all these kashas on Rav Chisda. We've answered each one. Rav Chisda basically still stands. His statement is that if anyone eats or destroys the matnos kahuna, then there's no, you did the wrong thing, but there's no monetary payment obligation to any of the Kohanim. They're out of luck to get that matnas kahuna. Now we go on to a different sugi a little bit. The question here basically is a Levi mechuyav to give the Zroah L'chaim the Keba? Right? Does a Levi have to give it? The machlokes is going to be as to whether or not Levi is included in the definition of the word Am. Am meaning nation. That's the pasuk that talks about. It says the Am gives the Zroah L'chaim the Keba. Is a Levi included in that?
Why wouldn't?
Right, because it's because some place it's a suffix, whether he's in Am or not. Because you have other cases, we'll bring proofs. I don't want to give away the farm before we read the Gemara. Ahulavaya. So we have this Levi. Davachotof matanasa. He would grab the Zor L'chaim in the Keva. What does that mean? Chot matanasa. Rashi says, Kishayu atinokos molchim hazro v'l'chayim v'keb l'koim chotum yadeyim. He had this Levi. When the children were b'zishlichim bringing the Zor L'chaim in the Keva to the Kohanim, he would jump them and steal the Zor L'chaim in the Keva. So people went and complained to Rav about this Levi. So Amr Lahu, so Rav's response was, Lo mistayet lo shaklina minei, el michtaf nami chatof. It's not enough that we don't force him to give this role in the Chayim Akeva, so we don't force him to take it from his own, but he's going to go now grab other people's, right? Lo mistai Rashi says, lo dai, dika shehu shochet es behemto, ein anu kofin oso latet matnos lakomin acher, el mitlaf na michotaf bitmiya, so he's, it's bad, we don't take force him, now he's going to steal. So the Gemara says, he says, lo mistai lo shakli mene, it's not enough, so it seems to be that maybe we should have taken. So Gemara says, v'rav, what's the going on? He says, Rav Safik was, I ikru am, that's the question, v'rav, I ikru am, if the Levim are part of what's called am, mishkal nami lishkol minayu. But the Pasuk says, right, where's the Pasuk in Devarim Yuches? V'zeh yiyeh mishpat ha-kolani me'is ha-am, zolche es ha-zevach im shor im seven, nasan ha-kolani ha-zoro l'chaim v'keba. The am has to give the zoro l'chaim v'keba. So to Rav, we say, mimanashach, I ikre am, if the Levim are part of the definition of am, mishkal nami lishkol minayu, then you should be taken from him. You should force him to give it. V'ilo ikre, and if he's not considered am, rachmanu patrayinu. So why are you saying, oh, halavai, we should take from him? No, if he's not considered am, then he should not be forced to give it at all. So the Gemara answer is, no, Rav had a suffix. Mesafgile ikre am, ilo ikre am. Rav was mesupak as to whether they're called am or not, and therefore, midin suffix, he couldn't take it out, but he would say, you know, listen, this guy, we're not even taking it away from you, but now you're going to go take it? You know, maybe we should take it from you. I can't because of a suffix, but you're going to go steal from other people? So now the Gemara is going to ask questions on Rav, where it seems to indicate that that Levi is considered Am, and therefore they should be taking the Matnos Kahuna from the Levi to give to the Kohen. So Yosef Rav Papa, Mika'amrle Lahai Shmaita, Rav Papa was sitting, and he said this sugya to this Talmidim about that Rav had a suffix, whether the Levi or Chayiv to give the Zor L'Chaim the Keva. So Esvei Lo Rav Idi Bar Avin Rav Papa. So Rav Idi asked the Kasha to Rav Papa. He says, he quotes his Brisa. His Brisa is a Tosefta in Peya. It's a long Tosefta. We're going to quote the Tosefta. Then we're going to explain the Tosefta. And then we're going to bring the question. So let's hold off. So start. The Gemara, it's written, again, Tosefta in Peya. It says, Arba Matnos Aniyim Sheba Karen. There are four poor man's gifts that happen in the vineyard by the grapes. It's the Peret. The Peret are the individual grapes. Right, ha'olulos, sorry, the parrot is the ones that are left over, right, that's the leket. The olulos are the individual grapes. Ha'shichacha is that what you forgot. Ve'apeya in the corners. That's four in the vineyard. V'shalo shebetua, and there's three when it comes to the field, which is leket shichacha peya. And shnayim shebe'ilon, there are two matnos of eniyim when it comes to the tree, which I think means the olive tree, which is shichacha ve'apeya. Kulon, ein bahem tovas hanal labailan. In all the matnos aniyim, the owner can't say, I'm going to grab it and give it to any ani I want. It's hefker in the field, and it's first come, first serve for the ani. V'afilu ani shebi Yisrael, and even a poor person, filu ani shebi Yisrael, who has a field, motzin miyado. He's mukhrach, he also has to give these matnos aniyim. Now, Maiser ani is, right, it's year 2 and 6, right? 2 and 5. 2 and 5. Maiser Ani, yeah, 2 and 5, right? Those of you who are supposed to check your mezuzah. Maiser Ani, Hamischalek Besoch Beso. So he's giving out the money in his house, or the produce in his house. It's already in his house. Yesh Bo Tovas and Olav Island. Then he can decide which Ani to give it. But Avafilo Ani Shav Yisrael, Motzim Oso Miyado. And even if a poor person, he has to give the Maiser Ani. Ushar Matnos Kahuna, and the other Matnos Kahuna, Kigon, like, it's a good word, the Kagon. The Zro Lechaim and the Keba, right? Those are the Kagon. Ein Motzin Oso Lo Mikoin Lo Kohen. You can't force one Kohen to give to another Kohen, because we're forcing one Ani to give to another Ani. But you don't force one Kohen to give it to another Kohen. Vilo Levi Levi. You don't force one Levi to give it to another Levi. The Gemara's question is going to be, is the Diuk is, it's you don't force one Levi to give it to another Levi. But it seems like you force, maybe the Diuk is you force a Levi to give it to a Kohen, which would be a Kasha on Rav. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to explain the Brisa till we get to the question. Right, Arba Matnos Bekerem. There are four per gifts that give to the poor person in the vineyard. Haprat va'olilos va'shichav apeya. So the Gemara says, what are they? How do you know that? Midichsev. The pasuk says, by Yikra Perak Yutes, Micharmecha lo se'olel. That's the olilos. Uperet karmecha lo tilaket. So right now you have the peret and the olilos. The peret, I believe, are the things that you drop. Right. Those are the things that you drop. The olos, they're not on the clusters, like these individual grapes. And then, what about shichacha? And it says in Dvarim Chavdal, it says, v'chisiv tzor karmecha lo se'olel acharecha. Don't go after it, right? Amar Rabbi Levi, acharecha zo shichacha. I don't know how many things that you passed. You forgot it. So you don't go back. So that's three. And Peya, what's the, how you leave the corners? The Gomar Acharecha, Acharecha Mizayis. They learn Xer Shava from the word Acharecha from the olive tree. The Xiv, it says, the Chisach Bose Secha, Lo Sifa'er Acharecha. When you're harvesting your olives, Lo Sifa'er Acharecha. Don't do Pe'er. Pe'er means like the glory afterwards. And I guess it also says Pe'er in, somewhere in when it comes to the grapes. I'm not sure where. Right? The Gomar Acharecha. Oh, it says Kivitzor Kamiracha Lo Sochel Acharecha. So it says Acharecha in both. And how do we know Lo Sifa'er Acharecha means the Peya, means the corner? V'tanya the Beir Rabbi Shmuel. They learned from the base of Rabbi Shmuel. Shelo Titol Tif Arto Mimenu. Do not take the glory from it. Right? The Peer from the eights, which is that don't take. You have to leave a little bit over. You have to leave, so you leave the corners over. So now we have all four learnt out by the grapes. Now Shlosha Shabatua Leket Shichav Peya. How do we know that by the grain? Haleket Shichav Peya. The pasuk says, "Ubikotzrochem es kiratzrochem." And when you're harvesting the produce, lo sichale pa'asadcha. Don't take the corners. Ubikitzrochecha v'leket kitzrecha. You have leket lo slaket la neilagir tazovasov. So there you have leket and peya. And it also says, Kisiksor kirtzecha b'sadecha, v'shachachta omer b'sadeh, shachachta means you forgot, you have shichacha. Right? So you have leket, peya, and shichacha by the field. Shnayim should be ilan, you have two matnos aniyim by the tree. Hashichacha v'peya, that's the shichacha and the peya, the siv, right, the pasuk we just said, v'chisach bo seisecha, lo sifa'er acharecha. When you grow, I guess when you harvest, when you gather the olives, don't lifa'er acharecha, turn baby shmol, shalo titol tifarto mimol, mimenu, right? Lo titol tifarto mimenu. So right, how to say the pe'er, right? The pe'er is the glory. So don't leave something over. Don't take it all off. That's the corner. And it says acharecha is what you left behind, and that is shichcha. Okay. So I have all learned the limud circum for all those. 4, 3, 2. Four by the grapes. 3 by the tua. 2 by the olives. The kulan and all the matnos anin that were just mentioned in shichcha, pe'er, leket, olos, ein behem tovas hanala ba'ilim. We don't have the Bailam doesn't have the ability to give to whichever ani he wants. It's first come, first serve for the ani. How do we know that? My taima. Aziva ksiva behu. It says the word aziva. Leave it there. Right? Now you have to leave it. Right? With all the matanos, it says lazov to the aniyim. It doesn't say lases, to give to them, which means you have to leave it there, and then the ani takes it. Now, vafilo ani shebi yisrael mochin sobiyado. Even an ani who has a field, he has to give the matanos kahuna. Dichsev, because the pasuk says, the leket kirtzecha lo silakeit laniv lager tazov osam. It says lo silakeit, and then it says laani. So they sort of seem to say that lo silakeit ani. They sort of put those two words together. Lahazir ani al shalo, to warn the poor person on his own as well. Then the Brisa said, u'maiser ani hamiskalek besocha bayis yesh bo tovas na labaylam. If I'm giving out maiser ani in the house, why can I do that? Because there it says, my time, it says, Nesina ksive. There it says the word to give. Right? When Maiser Ani, it says, Vinasato la Levi la Ger Yasom Vialmana. I can give it. So the Maiser Ani, it's in my house, I can give to whom I please. Vafilo Ani Shabi Yisrael Motino Somiado. And even the Ani has to give Maiser Ani. The Amar Ravila said, Gomer la Ger la Ger Mehasam. We made a heck of a Zereshov, I guess, for Ger from Leket. Malahalim by Leket, we just said that Musar Ani al Shalom, that the Leket to Ani has to give. So to hear Avkav and Maiser Sheni, which says the word Ger, he also the Ani has to give Musar Ani al Shalom. Fine. Shar Matnos Kuhuna. So Shar Matnos, here's the question now finally. Oh, we said it already. Shar Matnos Kuhuna, Kagon Hazroa, Avele Chayim Vakeva, Eimoti Osan Lomi Kohen Lekoim, Lomi Levi Levi. The Zroa Lechayim and the Keva. We can't force one Kohen to, unlike an Ani where we do force, we can't force one Kohen to give to another Kohen, and we don't force one Levi to give to another Levi. Hi, Milevi Lekohen, Motzin. You see, though, the diuk is that you do remove it from a Levi to a Kohen. Alma Ikru Am. So then you see they are considered Am, because you have to give Matnos Kohuna. And if they are considered Am, why didn't Rav force that Levi to, who was stealing, force that Levi to give the Matnos Kohuna to other people? So the Gemara says, no. It doesn't mean literally the Zroa Lechayim and the Keva. It says the word Kegon. Like the Zroa L'chaim Nekeva. Not exactly the Zroa L'chaim Nekeva. We're not talking about the Zroa L'chaim Nekeva. He says, Kegon Zroa, Velo Zroa. Like the Zroa, but not the Zroa. Umay Nihu, and what is the thing that you would force, that we're talking about the Zohar L'chaim, the Keva, that you don't force one Kohen to give a Kohen. You don't force one Levi to give a Levi, but you do force the Levi to give to a Kohen. What's that? It's Maaser Rishon. You force the Levi to give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. Mar says, Maaser Rishon? The Levi who? The Maaser Rishon belongs to the Levi. Why are you forcing the Maaser Rishon to be given from the Levi to the Kohen? So first the problem is, the Brisa says Zohar L'chaim Keva, and now you're saying, no, it could go in Zohar L'chaim Keva. So if you're saying something that's not Zohar L'chaim Keva, why did the Brisa just write that other thing? Why does it give you the language Zohar L'chaim Keva? Okay. But now he says, okay, it means Maaser Rishon. But Maaser Rishon, why would you force the Levi to give Maaser Rishon? When I take off Maaser Rishon, I give that to the Levi. It's a matana to the Levi. So the Gemara says, ah, Kishitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We're going according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya, who taught us in a different Brisa, that the truma, we see, right, the truma goes to the Kohen. When I take off the truma, that goes to the Kohen. Then I take off, 140th, 150th, 160th, Ayin Tov. Then I give the 1/10th after that, I give to Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Elazar Zayir Omer, Afla Kohen. I can even give the Maaser Rishon to the Kohen. Rashi says, fine. So I can even give it to the Kohen. But that means I can give it to either the Kohen or the Levi. So I'm going to give it to the Levi, you're going to say I have to give it to the Kohen? I'm allowed to give it to the Levi. It says, Emad, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Apple Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, I'm also permitted to give it to the Kohen. That doesn't mean it doesn't belong to the Levi and that we would extract it from the Levi and give it to the Kohen. The Kohen below the Levi, Miyamar. Who says I have to give it to the Kohen and not to the Levi? The Gemara says, yes. You have to give it to the Kohen in Lebasar de Kansinhu Ezra, after the Knas of Ezra. Ezra, Zophar, made a Knas because when he came back, the second time people were coming back to after the Golas Babel, apparently the Levium did not come with him. So he punished the Levium and said that we're no longer going to get Maaser Rishon, then Maaser Rishon will go to the Kohanim. So look at Rashi, which is the first wide line. The Kansiu Ezra, the Yevamos. In Yevamos Daf Pevav, Amar, Bipnei Ma Kansiu Levium and Maaser, Bipnei Shalo Alu Bimei Ezra. They didn't come up Bimei Ezra. Right? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk there says, Va'avina Va'am, Ubi Kohanim Ubnei Levi Lo Matzashi Sham. I brought the Am and the Kohanim, and from the Bnei Levium I didn't count anyone. There was no one there. But Rashi says, Vav Mikra Mufurash Lo Matzati Shekonsam. Alright, so I have a pasuk that says the Levium didn't come. Rashi says, I have no Mufurash pasuk that tells me that he actually made this Knas. So then Rashi tries to bring other psukim and makes seem to indicate that he made the Knas, but there's no Mufurash pasuk that he made the Knas. But the Gemara assumes that he makes this Knas. So after this Knas comes into fruition, so we say now that the Maaser Rishon belongs to the Kohen, so that's what the Brisa is saying, the things that are like the Zrol, the Keba, and the Chaim, are you take from the Levi and get to the Kohen, it's Maaser Rishon. So Gemara says, no, wait a second.
Everyone else argues on him? I don't get it. Everyone else says that he still gave it to a Levi? Like, this Knas is only according to Elizabeth
and Zari? According to this, yeah. So Amar de Kansiu Ezra de Lo Yavinan Lehu. But then they say, wait a second, maybe everyone agrees that Ezra made the Knas, that you're not supposed to give it to them. But Mishkal Minayim Yomar, but who said that Ezra made the Knast, that once it was given to them, then you can remove it and extract it from them. And this way everyone would hold that way. Maybe everyone says it was a Knast. You're not supposed to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi anymore. But if you did the wrong thing, it belongs to the Levi. It's a Deraisa, it belongs to the Levi. Who says Ezra made the Knast there, now we go to the Levi's house and take it away from him. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. So what does it mean, Kigon Zrol L'chaim L'keba, which we do remove from the Levi and give to the Kohen, but it's not the Zrol L'chaim L'keba. El Kigon Zrol V'lo Zrola, Umay Ninu, Reishis Hagez. It's the Reishis Hagez, it's the first shearings. Right? When it comes to the first shearings, it doesn't say the word Am in the Pasuk. So that definitely means that the Levi has to give the Reishis Hagez. So that's something that if you gave to the Levi, we force the Levi to give to the Kohen. Again, why does the Mishnah that Bryson then used the Lashon of Zrol L'chaim L'keva when they're talking about the 10th parak topic, when they're talking about the 11th parak, we're talking about Reishis Hagez. I don't know. Okay, so we don't have an answer for that. Rav still has a suffix whether or not the Levium are called Am Legabe the Zrol L'chaim L'keva. So Tashma, let's bring a question. It says, Zehaklal, this Bryson says, this is the rule, Kol Dover Shehu B'Kedusha, anything that's B'Kedusha, that means it's Asa for a non-Kohen, he goes truma, like truma, or truma's meiser, b'chala, motzino sam miyadam, we take it out of the hands, b'chol dover she'enu b'kedusha, he goes zroa, l'chayim l'keva, ein motzino sam miyadam. So anything that is asr, that it's dover she'kedusha, we remove from the Levium. Anything that's not dover kedusha, we do not remove from the Levium. And one of the things that we don't remove from the Levium, zroa l'chayim l'keva. Therefore, you see, Levium are not included in zroa l'chayim l'keva, they're not am, and therefore, how can you say, I should take away from this Levi? He's not part of it. He doesn't have to give it. So Gemara Sagman says, no, it doesn't mean literally Zerol L'chaim Kebah, even though it says Zerol L'chaim Kebah, doesn't mean that literally. It's Kegon Zerol V'lo Zerol. My Nina, what is it? It's Maisa Rishon Ulebasa to continue Ezra. It's Maisa Rishon after the Knas of Ezra, which means it shouldn't go to the Levi, but we're not going to remove it from the Levi. Okay? So again, we have no Raya against Rav. Toshma. Now we're going to bring up...
Maisa Rishon has no Kedusha?
Maisa Rishon is called Davashim. No, it's because Davashim Kedusha means something that's also for non-Kohanim. Maisa Rishon is Mutter for the Levi.
Okay.
So Toshma. Toshma, we'll bring a Raya from the Mishnah tomorrow. Hashochet l'kohen u'l'ove kochavim patra min ha-matanos. If you have a butcher who shechs an animal for the Kohen or for a non-Jew, that animal is not required to take off the Zor L'chaim the Keva to give to the Kohen. One's for the Kohen and one's for the guy. Ha, what's the deal? The deal is, if I shecht it for a Levi or a Yisrael, then Chayiv, then I would have to be matos, give the Matos Kuna. Mashma Levi is an Am, and Mashma, you have to take the Zor L'chaim the Keva from the Levi. Like Mar said, no, don't make that deal. Don't go all the way on that deal. Don't go crazy there. Lo tema ha lil levi l'Yisrael chayev, ela ema ha l'Yisrael chayev. Just make the deal that if you shechet for Yisrael, you have to take Yisrael l'chaim l'keva. But for Levi, we don't know, because Rav still has that suffix. So the Gemara says, aval levi mai. But what do we do with the Levi? Putter, if the Levi's putter, ihachi lisnei hashochet lil levi ulo obi kachavim putter min matanos. If the Levi is not considered Am, and it's Pater, then the Brisa should have said, if I shecht for a Kohen, a Voskhovim, and a Levi, then I don't have to take off. So the Ode, also, Hatanya, we have the Brisa, Hashochet, this is pretty explicit, Hashochet, the Kohen, Ovikhovim, Pater, Natanos, the Levi, Yisrael, Chayev. For a Levi, Yisrael, you're Chayev. This Brisa is clearly to Yupta the Rav. So Kashan Rav, it says here clearly, the Levi has to separate Madnos Kuna. So what's Rav saying? He has a suffix. So Rav says, you know what? Yeah, you got that Brisa. It's machlokas tanoim. So there's another price, and I don't know which way to paskin. Amalach Rav. Rav says tanaihi. It's a machlokas rishon. A machlokas tanoim. Desanya, because we have another brisa. This is putting the pasuk at the end of the parsha of the avoda of Yom Kippurim. The pasuk says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. He's going to provide atonement for the mikdash hakodesh. Ves oel moed ves mizbeach yichaper ala kohenim v'al kol ha'am hakahal yichaper. So this idea of giving kapara for anyone who walked into any of these places while they were tamei. So they parse the pasuk. It says v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh zelif na'elifim. That's if anybody walked into the inside. The kodesh hakodashim gives kapara for that. Olam moed zehechal. Olam moed is to provide kapara for anyone who walks into the kodesh, into the hechal. Mizbeach kemashmo. That's anyone who touches mizbeach when they were tamei. Yichaper elu azaros. That's outside. Kohanim give kapara for the kohanim. That's mashmo. Am hakahal. The Am HaKahal, Elu Yisrael. That's the B'nai Yisrael. Yichaper, what does it mean Yichaper? That's Elu HaLevium. That's the Levium. So you see here that when we said Am, it was Yisrael and not Levium. So therefore, Levium are not included in the Am. But the Tani Idach says Yichaper Elu Avadim. And Yichaper goes on to Yavadim. Because the Am HaKahal would include the Yisrael, the Levium. So if Machlokas Tanoim as to whether or not Levium are included in the word Am. According to the first way of explaining this, right, so they are not. That's why I have Yichaper left over for Levium. According to the second way, no, they're already included in Yichaper Am. So therefore, the Yichaper doesn't go for Levium. It's got to be used for Avadim. So my lab, Hakimiflugi. Let's just say that that's the Machlokas. Demar Sava Ikru Am, Umar Sava Lo Ikru Am. That's how we just explained it. One says Levium are included in Am. One says Levium are not included in Am. The Gemara says Verav. No, yes, Verav. Isfar Le Kahaitano. Lema, Bishra like a high Tana Lema. No, we have two Tanoim here. One says Levi is Am, therefore they're Chayiv and Zor L'Chayiv Mekeva. One says Levi is not Am, therefore they're Potter and Zor L'Chayiv Mekeva. Rav, choose. You have two. What do you mean? Just choose which one. So Gemara says, no, he was Suffolk. Who the Paskin like? Misafkale, Ika Haitana, Ika Haitana. He didn't know which Tana to hold like. That's why he had a Suffolk. So therefore, when he didn't Suffolk, he couldn't take it away from the Levi, but he could say, oh, Halavai, we take it away from the Levi, and now you're going ahead and taking it from the Ketanim. A darish from Reimar. So Reimar made a drasha. He said, "Hilchos Kivasi de Rav, the halacha is like Rav, which means that it's a suffix whether the Levim are called an Am, and therefore we cannot force them to give the Matnos Kahuna because we're not sure. I guess it would be Motzmi Chaviro Araya, and you can't force them to give it out because you can't prove that they're Chayiv to begin with."
How's he passing it if somebody doesn't have a Pesach himself?
We're going to hold like that suffix. That suffix stands. We're going to hold like that suffix, right?
When is he allowed to argue? I thought he's allowed to argue.
Who?
Rav.
Rav Tano Pali, when it's speech. He has to, but now he's saying that, no, we quoted a Brysa, and he says, I quote the other Brysa. Right, he's going to say, oh, he could just do it on his own. Right here. The Hilchas are Kivasi Rav Chisda, and the Halacha follows Rav Chisda. What was Halacha Rav Chisda? That's where we started. The whole sukkah was, Rav Chisda said, that a mazik matnos kuna, o achlan pater. If I go ahead and I destroy the matnos kuna or I eat them, I don't have to, I can't, yes, I did the wrong thing, but the Kohen can't, no Kohen can come and expect monetary payment from me. Ula hava yasiv matanza l'kahanta. Ula would give the Zerah L'chaim and Keva to a bas Kohen, to a kahanta. He would give it to a female. Right, because the pasuk says, "V'nasam laKohen hazroa v'lachayim v'keiva," and he says it's Kohen means even a bas Kohen. So esve rava l'ula.
That's fascinating.
What?
Ula, who lived much later, was giving already.
Yeah.
Still giving.
There's a whole shaila as to why we don't do it today, or if we do it today, or how we do it today.
No one does it.
No one does it.
Not in America.
No one does it.
Why? Yeah, I don't know why.
According to Tosas, we just said today it's tevel. You can't even eat it until you separate it.
It's a massive problem.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, Esve Rava Lula. So, Rava Es Ula. How are you giving it to a Kohen? It says, Minchas Kohenes Necheles, Minchas Kohen Eda Necheles. Via Mart Kohen Afil Kohenes, Vaxiv, Kohen Minchas Koa, called Tielo Siachel. A Korban Mincha that's brought by Kohen is not eaten. It's completely burned up. A Korban Mincha that's brought by a Kohenes is eaten. Well, the Pasuk says that any Korban Mincha brought by Kohen is not eaten. But if you're saying that a Kohenes is included in Kohen, why is the Korban Mincha of a Kohenes eaten? He's also the same Allah as a Kohen, right? Because he learned on the Pasuk, but not the Kohen. Why is there a distinction by the Mincha and not by the Zerah L'chaim and Keva? So Amar Lei, so Ula says back to him, Rabbi Matuncha, just go back to that Pasuk that you said. Aron Uvonak Siva Parsha. By the Korban Mincha, it says Aron Uvonak. So it says Zostaros HaMincha HaKrevosot B'nei Aron. It's talking about the sons of Aaron. So there it's explicit. By the Korban Mincha, there's a distinction between a Kohen and a Kohenes. But otherwise, there's not, and therefore I can give the Zerah L'chaim Keva to a Kohenes. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Kohen velo Kohenes, v'yil motosim l'furash. But Debei Rabbi Shmuel says, no. If you can give it to a Kohen and not to a Kohenes, learn out what's sealed from what's revealed. B'nei Aaron a Kohen reveals to us by Korban Mincha that when we say Kohen, it means the men. So therefore, it says Kohen by the Zerah L'chaim Keva, it means the men, not the ladies. Devei Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Tana, Kohen v'afilu Kohenes. He says a Kohen and even a Kohenes, you can give the Zerah L'chaim Keva. Have a miyut achra miyut, a miyut achra miyut el rabo. So there's two miyutim in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, v'zeyeh mishmat ha-kohanim, which it means to Kohanim male, and then it says, v'nasum ha-kohen, which is male. So two negatives equal a positive, right? So that's what he says, multiplication, not addition. But, right, that's the only way. They have a miyut achar miyut. The rule is, if you're double miyut, it leads to a positive, and therefore the positive is to include a bas kohen. Rav Kahana achal bishvil ishto. Rav Kahana would accept the matnos kahuna from his wife. His wife was an ishas kohen. So the Tosis points out the two Rav Kahanas. There's a kahan. This is talking about the Rav Kahana who went from Baba to Eretz Yisrael, that he was not a Kohen, but there is another Rav Kahana in Kiddushin, and Daches talks about Rav Kahana who accepted a Kenyan Suda for Pidgin Obed. So that Rav Kahana is a Kohen, this Rav Kahana is not. So he would eat the Zerah L'chaim Keva that was given to his wife. The Rav Papa Acha Bishvil Ishto, Rav Papa also get the Zerah L'chaim Keva from his wife, Rav Yemer Acha Bishvil Ishto, Rav Ida Baravid Acha Bishvil Ishto. So Abba Ravina, Abba the Meremar, so Ravina says now, Paskin, Hilchasa Kivasi the Rav. Halach is like Rav, like we said before, that it's a suffix whether the Levi is considered an Am or not, and therefore we can't take the Matnas Kuna, the Zerah L'chaim Keva from the Levi. Number two, the Hilchasa Kivasi the Rav Chisda, the Halach is like Rav Chisda who said that if you're Mazik Matnas Kuna, or you ate them, you're Potter, you don't have to, there's no monetary obligation. The Hilchasa Kivasi the Ula, and the Halach is like Ula that says you can give the Matnas Kuna to a Kohenes. The Hilchasa Kivasi the Rav Adab Rava, and the Halach is like Rav Adab Rava, that Leviyah shall yodov b'na potter mechamesh loyim. That if a bas Levi gives birth to a bechor, there's no pidgin event for that. Okay, so we will stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have an excellent day.
Why don't you do this?